The hired help mentality. It is important to evaluate why we do what we do. Yes, we are purposefully designed to be doers, yet there are times we use our doing as a means to cover up what lies beneath the surface. Some doers bury their hurts by staying busy. Others do in an effort to earn blessing. Yet avoidance and manipulation are the offspring of unbelief. Often issues such as control, insecurity, worry, proving, and even avoidance can be traced back to a lack of trust, at least as the case for me. Because if I really trusted God, wouldn't I be more at peace on the inside? If I really believed in His sufficiency, wouldn't I rest more easily? If I really took Him at His word, wouldn't I be freed from fears? Is this true of you? Do you feel as though God has let you down and so you work hard to look out for yourself? A pastor's wife told me she felt God say to her, "I want you to care for your family and also those sitting beside you." She responded with something like, "That's all fine and good, but who's going to take care of me?" God reassured her that He would. Does His response reassure you? That He will take care of you and be responsible for you? I sometimes struggle to believe this, mainly because I'm not sure God will take care of me as I want Him to. He has proved Himself faithful time and time again, yet because circumstances have taken me by surprise on more than one occasion, and there are situations in my life devoid of neat and tidy resolutions, I am skeptical. And isn't that like Big Sister Eve? She believed the lie that God was holding out on her and that He wasn't completely trustworthy. She took matters into her own hands in the form of forbidden fruit and was wise in her own eyes, blinded to truth. I think she forgot she was a beloved daughter of a good father. She reached out for something she did not have because her father's boundary felt restrictive, not protective. At the root of Eve's actions, there seems to be doubt in who God was and who she was in light of Him. Did Martha have her doubts too? Did Martha wonder who would take care of her since she was always taking care of others? Did she carry the weight of the world on her shoulders? This mindset of looking out for self and doubting the love of God is the motor that propels this way of thinking. I look out for myself because I question whether others will. I have a fear of missing out, and I think others are holding out on me. I am suspicious of people's motives and am easily offended by their actions. I have difficulty receiving because I'm afraid that what is given will be taken away. I work hard so others won't find fault with me or reject me. I am vigilant about self-preservation and build walls to protect myself from hurt. I like to call the shots and am resistant to being told what to do. I have a hard time celebrating others because their success feels threatening. I try to get as much as I can for myself so I won't go without. I like to win because it makes me feel special and significant. Another name for this mindset is the orphan spirit, or an outlook of spiritual poverty. I also call it the hired help mentality. It's the belief that you must earn your keep or else you might lose what you have. After the conversation about taking on things I was not required to, Denise gave me some reading material about the orphan spirit. At first, I was offended that she thought I exhibited this type of behavior. Ironically, offense is a typical symptom of the orphan spirit. Because I grew up in a wonderful Christian home with loving and caring parents, I felt as though this whole orphan viewpoint did not add up. But then I recalled this.